after last week's school shooting in Florida, young people have become activists, pushing for stricter gun laws and calling on those in power to make change. Do you think there's a tipping point when it comes to gun violence in this country?
There's two questions contained in what you just raised. So let me take one part. The first part is that over the last 8 or so years, actually more than that, at least 10 years, we've been seeing increasing mobilizations among younger folks in all fields. The 2008 Obama campaign, the Occupy movement, the emergence of the movement for Black Lives. We've been seeing a lot of this happening all around the country, which is fantastic, and it is has been moving increasingly to the left, and I mean that in a good way. So the mobilization last week, I look at it as part of a trajectory. Second thing, though, is more complicated, which is about the issue of gun violence. So I was excited by this youthful mobilization around it, and I'm hoping that it translates into electoral action. But we have to understand why guns are so central in the life of the United States. And it has nothing really to do with the Second Amendment. Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz just wrote a book about this issue. The centrality of guns goes back to the very founding of this country. And the issue of the African indentured servants and slaves and the indentured and the white poor. And how does the elite keep all of these groups under control? And one of the things that becomes central is gun ownership. Who was allowed to have guns and who was not? So gun ownership becomes a cornerstone of white freedom in the 1600s. So it's the racialized use of guns and the codes is a lot of the reason why it's hard to move us towards a rational approach towards gun ownership. My hope, however, is in the aftermath of the massacre in Florida that we are at a turning point. I keep hoping this. At a turning point where rational views emerge. But it's not just rational views. It has to be political power. The people that are in the pay of the NRA who do everything they can to subvert the discussions need to pay the price on election day.
Well, it is an election year. How would you encourage people, especially young people, to vote?
What I try to point out is how much is at stake, not just in elections in general. What happens frequently, and you can see it in the stats, is that during a presidential election year, there'll be a higher turnout. Then in the midterm elections, it drops, except among Republicans. And older Republicans, they will consistently come out to vote. And this means that for progressives, the midterm elections are frequently where people get trashed. But the other thing that is important is not just the national elections. There has been, and this may sound like a conspiracy theory, but it's not. It's very well documented. There's been an effort by a segment of the right wing to move us towards a federal constitutional convention. There's a certain number of states. There's only been one constitutional convention in U.S. history, federal, and that was in 1787. But the right wing, for a number of years, has wanted to move a federal constitutional convention for myriad reasons, including to get a balanced budget amendment. But now it's becoming more nefarious, where it would include outlawing abortion, restricting trade union rights or eliminating them entirely. So conceivably, and we're about somewhere, depending on how you measure it, 3 to 6 states away from the ability to call a constitutional convention. What could very well happen is a constitutional convention could be called, and no exaggeration, we could walk out of the convention with the United Theocratic States of America.